The BBC presents My Music. A radio panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here's Steve Race to introduce the teams.
Thank you. Greetings and welcome on behalf of My Music's four regular contestants, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden, John Amis, Frank Muir. Ian, can you tell me, please, who composed this? Who composed it?
Beautiful tune. I can answer this without any hesitation at all. I haven't the slightest idea.
Oh. Well, that's a good start to the show, isn't it?
Yeah.
Dennis can't help you, I think.
No. Oh, come on, Dennis.
Well, in that case, I ask our audience, who wrote that? Thank you. Yes, Tommaso Albinoni. It's known as Albinoni's Adagio for strings and organ. It comes from his trio sonata in G and was rediscovered by someone in 1945.
Don't Albinoni's hesitate not to wait until Steve asks you, ladies.
Dennis, see if you can get the scoring off the ground. Can you name one, or I don't know, perhaps even three, of these singers? The record was made on November the 10th, 1928.
Well, here we are, honey. We're up to that big cabaret.
Sort of kind of looks like it, don't it, Henry?
Yes, sir, and you're going to hear a band which is out of this world.
Don't be telling me, don't be telling me.
I wouldn't tell you nothing different. You'll probably die, pass out, and swoon.
Well, if I does, I guess I die.
Oh, there's that rhythm.
One of them sounded a bit like Laura Archer. Yeah.
Her period, actually. Dennis.
It's a nice change not to hear them singing Mississippi Mud.
Yes, it is.
It was the Rhythm Boys.
Yes.
Paul Whiteman, that would be Bing Crosby,
yeah,
and Harry Barris and Al Rinker.
Oh, you've got all three names. That's right. Paul Whiteman's Rhythm Boys, yeah. John Amis, this too is dance music, though of a different kind. Lovely tune. What is it, John?
Is it Gluck?
Yes.
Then it must be the other tune from the Dance of the Blessed Sprites.
Yes, Dance Spirits. Of the Blessed Spirits from Orfeo by
Gluck.
Yes, thank you.
Christoph Willibald von Gluck.
Gluck. Yes.
Because you can have an LP called The Best of Gluck.
Very good. Very good. Sung in English, it would be the best of British Gluck, couldn't it? Frank, your turn, and for you, music a little less austere than that.
Give the piano player a drink because he's bringing me down. He's got a rhythm, yeah! When he stomps his feet, he sends me right off to sleep. Check all your razors and your guns. We're gonna be wrestling when the wagon comes. I want a big foot and a bottle of beer. Send me cause I don't care. Play me cause I don't care.
Frank, who was the singer?
Vera L... No.
No. And it wasn't Gally Kutch, you? Yeah.
Could be Bessie Smith.
Yes, was Bessie Smith. That's right. Bessie Smith singing Give Me a Pigfoot and a bottle of beer. And that extraordinary line there, talking about having a good night, and the line, you remember, she sang, check all your razors and your guns, we're going to be wrestling when the wagon comes. Curious way to take your pleasures. Some musical words and technicalities with their probable or perhaps improbable origins. Ian, what is a chordometer? Or perhaps a chordometer. Chordometer.
Well, from a singer's point of view, it sounds like somewhere you'd park your larynx.
What a nice thought. It's a thought that's worth a mark, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Actually, a chordometer is a device for measuring the thickness of strings. It's a string gauge.
Oh.
As in a guitar factory or something like that.
Yes.
Or violin, perhaps. Dennis Norden, what is a catch? Can you give an example of a catch?
Musically.
Well, anyway would be nice.
Actually, musically, a catch. There'd be a catch if a choir conductor suggested to a soprano that she come round to his place and rehearse in private. But isn't that Frère Jacques, yeah. when everybody starts that, one of those things that always, I don't know, I bow to our real singers on this, it always seems to me to be more fun to sing than to listen to.
like so much singing, it's more fun to do than to hear. Mm. Yes, you're right, I've marked you, a repetitious song or round, using some humorous verbal device. There was a famous old one in, a couple of centuries ago. Ah, how, Sophia, can you leave your lover? And when they all sang it, it sounded like, ah, how, Sophia. Ah, how, Sophia, can you leave your...
The point of singing is to enjoy it yourself. Seems frightfully arrogant to expect other people to enjoy it.
Yes, it does. As they say in the exam papers, discuss this. Very true. John, I read somewhere that Handel was fond of melisma. Who was melisma?
I think it was his cat.
Or melisma.
Melisma is a sort of nice free melody wandering around.
Yes, flowery, a flowery vocal passage. As
I think it probably originally described something like Gregorian chant.
Yes, actually. You'd hear it in, for instance, Rejoice Greatly or something. That's melisma.
Not bad.
Not bad at all.
Not at this stage of the game, not bad.
That's right. But as John so rightly says, it can refer to a vocal cadenza or indeed to plain song. And talking of plain song, just in case you don't know it, do you know that lovely story about the abbot in a monastery who comes down each morning and sings to the assembled gentlemen, morning, and they reply, morning. And one particular morning he comes down and he chants, morning, and they all reply, morning, except one little voice that sings, evening. And he sings, someone chanted evening.
Oh, what a waste of my words, George. <isn't it? laughs> I'm getting
away. Frank, your turn. Now, I hardly dare contemplate your answer to this question, but in the interest of musical scholarship, I fear I must ask you, what is meant by the word sextolet?
I would say...
I was afraid you would.
Drawing a bow at a venture, that it's... it's one of the recorder families. It's like a flageolet, except there's no flage, it's just straight sex.
Am I warm? I think you're hot under the collar, footballer. Well, I suppose if Ian's answer was worth a mark, that one is too, is it?
Yes.
They're not so sure as usual, Frank. All right, I've marked you, but it's not correct. A sextolet. Do you know what it is, John, out of interest? Sextolet.
A group of six.
A group of six notes played in the time of four is a sextolet.
6 to 8, not employed by swingers.
I've noticed that if Frank and John have a favourite round, it is not the one in which I play my piano medley. Nevertheless, here is one. Six tunes, six titles, 3 marks available altogether. The first medley, as ever, is for Ian and Dennis working together. Ian, did you get the first one?
It's Chopin.
Yes.
Is it,
comes from...
Polonaise.
Yes, it comes from the... fair enough. It comes at the middle theme from the A major Polonaise, the miniature Polonaise. Half a mark, good. Then, Dennis.
Lullaby of the Leaves.
Yes, thank you.
And we all... Yes, we all got the next one.
Yes. Did you really?
Yes. On both sides of the house, they got
yes,
it.
Yes, we all got that one.
What was it?
Got it. Well, you've heard of Beethoven's Ninth. This is Race's Nicola.
Yes, yes. 26 weeks I've been waiting to play that to you, and I finally got it in. That's right, my own tune, Nicola. That's right. Then came...
That's well...
Yes, that's another fine tune.
Yeah.
Yes, right. Two more.
You can do the rest. I used to say
yes. For the silvery...
Yes, that's silvery. Right. And the last one, please, gentlemen, all together now.
Arminals.
Yes,
I'm an old cowhand
from the Rio Grande. Mm-hmm. 6 out of 6, 3 marks. Very good. And over to the other side, medley for John Amos and Frank Miller. Say. John, did you get either of the first two? I don't really think Frank will have done.
Wasn't it a bit of Strauss?
No. I tried to put you off. I began as in... But in fact it was...
Well, it is Strauss.
No, I played...
It was a clever thing to have done.
By no means Strauss. Well, I can only say it worked, didn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I can only say if those first three notes are by Strauss.
Oh, well, those first three notes are by everybody.
Now he tells us.
Oh, no. No, I'm not buying that. It was Dream a Day, Jill. Said Dream a Day, Jill. By Edward Sherman.
Never heard it in my life.
No. But the one you've really never heard was the next one. This one. Any idea,
oh,
John?
I've heard that.
John.
That's the Sealing Magpie.
No.
Did you get it, John?
It's the overture Donna Diana by
Ryznicek. Yes, so that's half a mark anyway. Then came 4 songs that Frank
so
I didn't know.
For some curious reason, I've got 3 lovely black eyes. I rather think it's number 3 in love.
Oh, perhaps that's what it is. I thought it was just inflation, general inflation. 3 lovely black eyes. Eddie. The title, please.
Well, that's it. What? It's Eine kleine Tuba Leiber,
No, no, it's not called Tuba Leiber, is it, Dennis?
No.
Dennis, what's it called?
Villikins and his diner.
Villikins and his diner, didn't get that.
Then Villikins and his diner.
Two more songs.
Who's Sorry Now?
That's right. And
They say that falling in love is wonderful, wonderful.
In wonderful every way, so they say.
All right. Full stop.
Yes.
Is that the full title?
Four.
Yeah, we've got seven out of
six
there.
Yes.
Two. That's four right, two marks. And at this stage of the game, a tie so far. Let's see how we get on.
A tie.
Sometimes it's possible to identify a song simply from the first line of the verse. For example, they say there's a troop ship just leaving Bombay is, as the audience knows, the verse of Bless them all. Thank you, yes.
In a way, that's
the idea. Ian, here's the first full line of a verse with Ella Fitzgerald to sing it.
The concert was over in Carnegie Hall. The maestro took bow after bow.
Ian, how does the chorus go? Concert was over in Carnegie Hall. The maestro took the bow.
It's Martha Ray's song, isn't it? Mr. Paganini, don't you be a meanie.
Play your rhapsody. Mr. Paganini, that's right. Dennis got it for his partner, so there's
a marvellous. He got five out the medley, and now he's got this one.
Steve?
Yeah.
I once heard that with the word Toscanini instead of Paganini. Do you think it ever was... should have been, but they decided perhaps...
Very likely, I should think, wouldn't you?
Take umbraggio.
Round about the Toscanini New York period, I should think.
Yes.
Very likely.
That's a good point.
Nice thought. Dennis, what's the title, the eventual chorus, of this song?
He's in love with Millicent Scott, a girl who doesn't exist.
In love with Millicent Scott.
And it's Judy Holliday, and its bells are ringing.
I've
got this LP, and I'm trying to work out which one it was. Because there are a few songs where Ella Miller Mack, isn't she? There's another.
Yeah. Well, is
it The Party's
Over? Yes, The Party's Over, Holliday and bells are ringing.
There's a lovely song she sings in there. I'm going back where I could be me. At the Bonjour Tristesse Brassiere Company.
It's where she used to work before she was on the answer phone system.
Yeah. A little muddling on the side.
Yes, that's right, yes. What a lovely film that was. Oh. Mark to Dennis. John, listen carefully for yours, because the words contain rather a subtle clue.
On a summer day, the sun was shining fine. Lady love of old Bill Bailey, hanging clothes upon a line.
What would the chorus be, do you think?
Gotte Funk and Shadman Bonbon.
No, it wouldn't. Frank, help him.
Won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Won't you come home?
Yes, that's right. That's the mark.
I've been away too long.
Just for interest, did either of you recognise the singer on the record?
It wasn't Mrs. Bailey.
No. She's more identifiable at the very end. Listen.
Come on, come on, come on!
Georgia Brown. She really wants him home. Yes, Georgia Brown. It was singing Bill Bailey. Frank.
Bonus mark.
No bonus. Don't think so. Frank, another song, another singer. And again, the first few words of the verse.
I was a stranger in the city.
A foggy day.
Yes, that's right. A foggy day gets you a mark. Or in the voice of the singer you just heard.
A foggy day in London town.
Recognise him?
Not you.
Yes.
How dare you?
I thought to myself, I have never sung accompanied on the series, and it's time I did. And that was it.
Sounded like Jake Thackeray.
What a rotten thing to say.
Well.
And so to the final round. It's rather different this round, in fact, very different. It's request time. For Dennis to sing, I've had a request from a listener in Scotland who wants him to sing an Irish song. Or is it an Irish listener who wants him to sing a Scottish song? Dennis, a flautist from Ballymuck. Can you please tell us about him in song?
Have you heard of Phil's Blue, the town of Ballymuck? The town's growing hard with him. In fact, the man was broke, so he just didn't have a nose to his neighbours, one and all. Right about the policy in the evening at the ball, and when right now he was careful to suggest them, let the father what he dreamed to the door. The more he put in whenever he requested, the better, with the musical platter in the floor, with the toot on the flute and the twiddle on the fiddle, hobbling the middle back ahead and the up down all around him to the wall, and the gaiety of fiddle, and so on ad dunican.
Funny, there must be 200 or 300 words there, and one never actually sets out to learn them, but no, one knows them somehow. It's funny, isn't it? All those 2 marks to you anyway. Well, never mind marks in this last round. I'm moving over to Frank next to request a perfectly serious song he gave us some time ago, which a lot of people have asked to hear again, partly, I think, because of the rather touching background story to it. Frank, my old Dutch, could you just remind us of the background?
The Albert Chevalier. Well, it's the background of the story is that old people, when they went into the workhouse at the latter part of the 19th century, in fact quite a good deal of the 19th century, were separated. So when you were old, you ended your days in the workhouse and you were parted from your husband and from your wife. And Albert Chevalier sang this song of the old husband, which went, I've got a pal, she's a real out-and-outer. She's a dear old gal, and I'll tell you all about her. It's many years since first we met. Her hair was then as black as jet. It's whiter now, but she don't fret. Not my old gal. We've been together now for 40 years, and it don't seem a day too much. There ain't a lady living in this land as I swap for me dear old Dutch. No, there ain't a lady living in this land as I swap for me dear old.
Very sweet. But this is where things really change, because we end with a duet, and incidentally with the only rehearsed bit ever heard in my music. Countless people have commented on the fine voices of John Amis and Ian Wallace and asked if they can be heard together. So, Ian and John, out you come to this centre stage microphone, will you please? Okay? And show what you can do in the famous tenor and baritone duet from Act 4 of Puccini's La Bohème. Ready?
E mi traccia due parole. so ancor.
After such a performance, the score becomes almost an intrusion. But in case you were wondering, it's not a victory at all, but very appropriately, a draw. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amis, Frank Muir, Dennis Norden, and Ian Wallace. The questions were compiled by our chairman, Steve Race, and the program was produced for the BBC by Tony Schreier.